This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. SubhanAllah, rarely do you find people that can manifest some of the most tragic moments of the life of the Prophet in our day and age and can relate to some of those moments. Some of you may have followed the news about the shooting in Philadelphia. Five kids shot after a football game, one of them passing away. The young man that passed away is actually a young brother by the name of Nick. His mother, Meredith, is a wonderful sister, mashallah. They're actually both converts, Nick Rahmatullahi, as well as Meredith. Nick was Meredith's only child. And as you'll see in the news clip, she actually ran to the site when she heard the bullets and held her son, repeating the Shahada, and her tears falling on his body as he passed away. Similar to what we read about the Prophet ﷺ, when Ibrahim, when his son Ibrahim passed away, as Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said, and he held Ibrahim and the tears fell on Ibrahim. And the Prophet ﷺ gave us the famous statement that the heart feels grief, the eyes shed tears, and we are sad over your loss, but we only say that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sister Meredith exemplifies that yaqeen, that certainty and that conviction with her only child in a tragic moment, running to him to be with him. She's a wonderful sister, tabarakallah, a wonderful sister. And Nick was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful kid. Nick was a kid who was actually very active, who used to watch a lot of Islamic lectures and used to involve himself in a lot of activities, was very passionate about the world, and subhanAllah, ironically, as Sister Meredith will mention, very moved by the tragedy in Uvalde, the mass shooting in Uvalde. I want you to know that this was a special kid, and that Meredith is a special woman, and I want you to make dua for them, and I want you to watch this news clip, and I want you to see what yaqeen looks like, what certainty looks like in the 21st century. And the power of faith, and just as it propelled Nick towards action, inshallah ta'ala, I know his mother, Meredith, wants to do much in his memory. He still has not been buried. Obviously, the circumstances are difficult and devastating, but please pray for Sister Meredith, and please pray for Nick to be a shaheed, to be accepted as a martyr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannah. Jazakumullahu khairan. And please watch the news clip. Pray for our sister. Pray for our brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Meredith, talk to me about when you saw the surveillance video.
I was there. I don't need to see the surveillance video, though I saw it. I saw it. But I was there. And I ran to him. I ran. I was waiting at the car where he knows that's where I am after the game. And I heard the shooting start. And I didn't know where he was, but inside as a mother, I knew it. And I ran to the shots. But I couldn't get him. But I held him. And I felt him leave. But I was holding him. He wasn't alone. But the surveillance video is very hard to watch. These kids shooting other kids. And nothing's gonna change.
What were you able to say to him before he left?
He just said, I love you and I'm here. I called 911 and I touched his face and I held him. And I said something that we say as Muslims because he couldn't say it for himself.
What is that? What do you say?
It's La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It means I believe in Allah and that my Prophet Muhammad is his messenger so that he can go out as a martyr because he is. He is a martyr. God chose him. I always knew that his life would mean something, but I didn't know it would be this. But if this is what God chose for us, then I'm going to honor him in this way. He's not a number. He's not number 23 of dead juveniles in this city. He's not number 23. He's Nick, my son.
So this is what his mother wants you to know about him. He loved being Mexican-American, Chicano. He loved identifying with his Muslim religion. He absolutely loved animals and agriculture, which is why he wanted to go to Saul High School. But mostly, she wants you to know that when the Uvalde students were shot in their classroom, he sat in his living room and cried for them. There will be a vigil for Nick Elizalde tonight.